I was invited to meet with the Yeovil Freewheelers. They're the local blood bike group that serve, well, Weymouth, Dorchester, Yeovil, and much more of the area as well. We met at a well-known spot at Dorset County Hospital. But here's my report that will explain exactly what we're doing and where I am. I'm here at Dorset County Hospital by the pencils. Everybody knows where that is. And I'm here with a group of Yeovil Freewheelers, a rather important occasion. Your name is?
My name's Chris. I've been a volunteer with 2 years now, 3 years now. So I am obviously a rider, controller, and do their PR.
And tell us about the blood bikes.
So, Yeovil Freewheelers, we are the longest established blood bike group in the UK. We've been operating since 1978, and we basically provide a free emergency medical courier service for the NHS. So it could be anything for emergency samples, documentation, medication, anything that needs to be moved in a hurry, we can get on a bike. We normally get a call, and as I said, we're all volunteers, and it's all completely free, so we don't charge the NHS, and we don't get paid for it.
Now, we're here for a special occasion today. Would you like to explain?
Yeah, so Roger, he's one of our volunteers. His sister unfortunately passed away recently, and she left a bestowment in a will for money to go to charities. And one of the charities she chose was actually ourselves. As a result of that, we've been able to purchase a brand new bike.
That's fantastic. We've got some lovely photos. Roger, so this is in memory of your sister?
Yeah, Sister Jane. Yeah, Jane Embry. Unfortunately, she went through the last 2 years of her life was really bad. She had breast cancer, but she got over that, and then within 2 months, she got stomach cancer.
And you're a supporter of blood bikes?
I am. I am a fellow member of it. Yeah, I've been doing it for 4 years now.
So tell us about the bike itself.
What is it? Yeah.
Sorry, I can edit that bit.
Yeah. You can edit that, right. Yeah, it's a Triumph Tiger 900.
I believe so, yeah. And it's obviously going to be carrying Jane's name now.
Yes.
So it's named Jane's after her. The name is on the bike again.
It's on the bike. On the tank, on the bonnet.
We're just about to sort of launch it today, and it's going to get its first job in a few minutes.
Yeah, it's going to Bristol, which is great. The thing is, it's there, it's got to be used, get it out there.
So you must be very pleased that something is going to honour a name.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us about the area that the blood bikes cover.
So for ourselves, we cover sort of East North Dorset, going into Somerset and South Somerset. So we have a large operational range, but just because of that range, it doesn't necessarily mean that we stay within that area. So we could actually have a job from Dorset, for example, Dorset County, up to Queen Alexander Hospital in Portsmouth. We have regular runs out to the blood bank at Bristol and Filton. So we have a large sort of operational range. A lot of times we can link in with other blood bike groups if we've got something that needs to go further afield. But ultimately, if they're not available, because we operate 24/7, we might end up as far as possibly Birmingham and Manchester.
Very surprised to talk to Tanya at the volunteer day evening that you guys are all volunteers. You get no funding from NHS towards all the equipment or anything.
Yeah, so we're not subsidised in any way. We don't get paid by the NHS. None of the volunteers, committee members, trustees get paid for this. Basically, every bit of money that we get in is through donations. So whether that be at events that we attend, whether that be left in will, whether that be through corporate sponsorship, everything we get basically goes towards keeping the fleet of vehicles in a ready state for those important calls from the NHS.
How many volunteers have you got?
So we've got around about 100 volunteers in various different roles. So we've got things like the riders, we've got controllers, we've got people that work behind the scenes at events. So we have around just over 100 volunteers, and we're always looking for more.
And how long would a bike last?
So a bike at the moment is around 4 years or 60,000 miles, so we had to drop the mileage down a little bit, just so then when we are putting it up for sale, the money again we get from the sales goes back towards either purchase towards a new bike or mileage, cost, services and things like this. So we try to keep the mileage down just so we can actually still recoup some of the money. Because obviously we do a lot of miles. We average around about 11,000 miles a month. So obviously that takes quite a bit of toll when we all year round.
And what do you have to do to the bikes to convert them into a blood bike?
So for the blood bike, so we have the livery kit that obviously gets purchased. So every model has a unique template for the livery. So when we purchase a bike, it comes in. First thing we do is get the livery kit. That then gets sent off. It gets liveried up. Then it needs to be bedded in for its first service, which is around about 500 miles. So it's just like potting around to get the mileage up. Then it gets its first service and then it goes live on fleet with us. So part of the livery process, obviously, we've got the high-vis signs. We then also have trackers, so all the vehicles are tracked. We've got the camera kit systems on it as well, so it takes a little bit of work.
And obviously, you're out in all winds and weathers and... Yeah.
365 days a year. The only time you might not see one of the bikes is if it's too dangerous to ride a bike, so we're looking at really low temperatures, potential ice warnings, or if the roads have been really bad with recent floods, for example, with the recent storms that we've had, or real high winds, then we will fall back onto cars. So we actually have two cars on fleet as well. So we have one here based here at Dorchester, and we have one obviously based up at Yeovil. So if it's really bad, we could default back into cars. It might not necessarily be as quick as it is on the bike, however, it's still there, ready to be used.
So is there somebody within the hospitals that liaises with you guys?
It's various different departments. So we work with a variety of different departments here. So we work with maternity, who we're obviously quite close by to at the moment, the blood science team at the other side of the north entrance. We've also worked with the recent discharge lounge, so we actually now in the evening deal with medication, so they will have a patient that's discharged.
I'm glad you said medication, because I had a vision of an old lady or an old gentleman on the back of the bike.
No, fortunately I don't think our insurance will extend to that, but obviously with our new discharge lounge that was opened this year, so part of it was something that we've been doing over at Yeovil quite recently to sort of help speed up the process and open beds, is allowing patients to get home and that they're in the safe knowledge that medication is going to be following. So what we'll do on an evening from 7 o'clock is the rider will go down, collect medication and drop it to their private addresses. Personal experience, sat around in a hospital waiting for medication for 8 hours when I could actually be at home potentially catching up on a bit of Netflix that I've missed. I think it's going to be a bit more beneficial to me than the and obviously it frees a bed up for the NHS.
Now, if there are people out there that are interested in joining you, how can they find out more?
So you can join us on social media. So if you go into Facebook, search for YFW Blood Bikes, you'll get our Facebook page. We are on Instagram as well, again under YFW Blood Bikes, or go to www.yeovil3wheelers.org. Which is our website as well. And we are also on LinkedIn as well, so you can find us on LinkedIn. And yeah, it's got information on there about recruitment, how to donate, the work that we do. Facebook's regularly updated with runs that we do, with events that we're attending as well. More importantly, you might actually see us out and about, so even if you're at a petrol station, see one of our riders, go up and have a quick chat with them. And if you are interested, they normally carry a card of some description they can hand over with all the information on.
Well, I think it's a marvellous scheme. All power to your elbow to all your members, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you very much. As I said, our members work hard and they're the forefront of it all, really.
As Chris said, there are over 100 volunteers in Blood Bikes locally, so all power to elbow, ladies and gentlemen. They've got a garage based at DCH, so they keep the local blood bikes there, and obviously they've got a blood car as well, which they use when the weather gets severe. So check them out. If you see them on the road, give them a wave. Lovely bunch of people, and thank you very much for inviting me to that launch of that new motorcycle.